It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by Kelsey Kemp. Kelsey is Associate Director, Government Affairs, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, NCBA, in Washington, D.C. But you're not in Washington, D.C. today. You're at CattleCon, right?
That's right.
And let's see, CattleCon 24 in Orlando. It's warm and sunny and probably not a whole lot unlike back home where you grew up.
That's right. I'm originally from Chico, California.
Okay, a little background about you and your pathway to NCBA. How would you describe it?
So I grew up in an agriculture community in Northern California. I studied ag communications at Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo. And right after I graduated, I worked at Farm Bureau in Washington, D.C. for a little bit and then made my way over to NCBA.
And as part of NCBA, it says Government Affairs. What happens in there?
So we have a team of lobbyists that work with Congress to promote our members' priorities. I specifically cover some tax policy as well as processing capacity.
Well, let's talk tax policy for just a moment. Something that I wrote down here, tax survey. What's happening there?
That's right. So we launched a tax survey this past summer because at the end of 2025, a lot of our major tax provisions are going to expire. So it's time to start educating Congress about the provisions that matter most to our members. And so we want to gather feedback from them on what have been their biggest struggles with tax policy and what's most important to them. So we have launched a survey. It's about 30 questions long, deals with estate tax as well as some other provisions. Takes about 10 minutes and people can find it on our website. And that's really going to help us find out what is most important and is going to be a great tool for us to use on Capitol Hill to tell their story.
And obviously that's a way to go back to members. It's not just NCBA saying, hey, here's something, but it's actually directly for members. How important is member involvement?
It's incredibly important, and it carries a lot of weight on Capitol Hill. I think that this survey is one of the examples of the true meaning of grassroots. And so we've already been able to tell that over 99% of the respondents that have participated in the survey identify as family farms and ranches. And so that's a really big deal and definitely carries a lot of weight on Capitol Hill, like I said. And so it's really great for members to get involved. It's one way that they can interact pretty directly with Congress. And so we're very thankful that we've had as many responses as we have this far, and we're excited to get more participation.
Okay. And on the USDA front, are you doing anything, working at all on that side of the equation?
We do engage with the agencies in the regulatory process, and USDA has been working on some grant programs to expand processing capacity, and these were made possible by the American Rescue Plan. And so there are a few programs coming out of USDA, specifically one called Meat and Poultry Processing Expansion Program, another one called Local Meat Capacity, which are have funds set aside to grant to processing plants that are working on expanding their processing capacity to reinforce that segment of the supply chain.
Okay. Somebody wants to keep up with what's happening inside of government affairs at NCBA. Can we find that online?
Absolutely. NCBA.org/policy is where you can find all of the different policy issues that we're working on.
Mm-hmm. All right. Congratulations on the job, Associate Director, Government Affairs, National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Kelsey Kemp joins us from CattleCon 24 in Orlando. I'm Tony St. James. This is the Agribusiness Report.